J.J. Jeffrey. David, I remember him as the afternoon man, B.D., before Donovan. As a matter of fact, there was a time here at WFIL when Donovan preceded J.J. I remember him as a good man, a bit on the egotistical side, though. I mean, who would demand they name the building after him as a condition for his coming to work there? Well, now, J.J.'s in management, ownership, actually, of five radio stations across America.
We have three country stations, an album rock station, a top 40 station, and a Spanish station.
Wait a minute. Knowing you, J.J., I'm sure you're probably managing the Spanish station, right?
No, I'm not. We have a gentleman by the name of Jose Reynoso, who's the program director. He's known around the station as the Hoser.
The what? You haven't changed. Later this morning, David, J.J. and I will look back at some of his fond memories of WFIL. David, he rocked this town with his own highbrow, if you will, sense of humor.
J.J. Jeffrey!
Watch for music, WFIL!
Favorite memory number one is going on the Boss bus, driving downtown, and waving to the people with the Boss ladies, also making it possible for Dangerous Dan Donovan to come to WFIL. I was personally responsible for bringing him there.
Wait a minute. You're taking credit for that? But hold on, J.J. That first day here at WFIL, that was something.
I will never forget the first day, Al. I'm in a convertible, and we're driving down downtown Philadelphia in a parade, and it's all for me. That has never happened to me before or since in my career.
J.J., you've moved on to broadcast management now, and your fans can find you on K-Pop Radio in Sacramento, California. Thanks for remembering with us.